Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. How are you today? Listen, I am your lifetime imprint leader. I am extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life, and that is spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. You see, I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. I especially love holding virtual group and family workshops on the ability to leave an imprint. I can actually help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you shall start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation. You see, I want to thank you for tuning in to my show, Overcoming Battles. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage our listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in every Wednesday. You'll be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point that it's keeping you stuck in life, the only person standing in your way is you. That's right. The only person standing in your way is you. So let's get down to it. What's today's topic? I want to talk about I love you. You know how people come in and out of your life? They stay. Most people say that people are here for a season. You may even hear someone say it's not the right season. You know, I'm telling you, some people say it's not the right season. Some may say you're in the wrong season, but we're talking about I love you. Excuse me for that, folks are calling in. But yes, I love you. You see, let me share something with you. I can tell you that in your life journey, you're going to cross individuals that don't understand the word love. You will face challenges with adversaries. I tell you, they will come into your life. They will try to pluck your peace out of your life. But you have to remember that we are living here on earth. You have to remember that we're in the world. We're amongst worldly people. And I don't know where your faith is, but I told you that this is a spiritual show too. And I love bringing the Bible, spiritual information into a lot of my talks, because that's what I stand on. That's what I eat daily so I can keep my peace. So I share that with you, that we are in a worldly place because we're of the world. We are of the world, and people that are still, those of us that are still of the world, we're going to face challenges or things that are, that you may contemplate on, things that are seen and unseen. We will go through things that we have. Look at what's going on in Ukraine. Do you think they ever thought that the country next door to them will try to do a takeover. Well, people do that to us every day. They try to take over our joy, our happiness, our peace. They try to take those things away from us, steal our joy, steal our peace, steal our home, you know, steal a husband or steal our spouse. They just do that. You see, they're thieves that even take our children. But I want to ask you to just ask them why. Why are you hating on me when I love you? That's like the topic that I want to share with you. Continue to love. You know, people say, who are you, Mother Teresa? No, but I wish I could be. I try to be. I look for those people that love unconditionally, because I hear that word so often as well, love unconditionally. And I also hear the people say, I love you. It doesn't matter what you do to me, I will still love you. When you say that to a person that is doing hateful things to you, guess what? I'm going to continue to love on you. And if the word says hinder yourself from evildoers, you try your best to hinder yourself from that evildoer, and you still try to love at the same time, you just hinder yourself away from them and still give it all, exalt that those feelings and everything to the Lord. I'm telling you, this is like, it's so hard to do, but you have to do it. And you just pray for a peace of mind, because, you know, let's see, it's and I don't have my Bible with me. I'm like rambling right now, but I believe it's in the book of John, 1 John, where God tells us, or the word tells us to be at peace, you know, because we are of the world, we are in the world, we will face trials and tribulation, or just tribulation. And you can look that up too, you know, look it up. Where is it in John where the word talks about tribulations and the fact that we're going to face them because we're here on earth? We're going to face diseases and these things that he said will come before us. But guess what? He's died for our sins. He has already died for his blood. The blood of Jesus has covered us for those things that are before us in this world. But I love to say I love you. I love telling people that I love you. And a lot, oftentimes, more than none, people know that I am sincere when I share with them my love for them, because I'm a giver also. I love giving. And, you know, when you say to a person that you love them, they probably don't even think, they're like, you don't even know me. How can you love me and not know me? But if you tell them, I love you, it's like, I'm telling you this because I don't hate you. People hate people for no reasons. So it's better to love as opposed to hate. Why do people hate people and they don't even know why? Oh, because they're this. Well, get to know that person. Get to know who they are genuinely. I have so many things that I will be doing for the next few months, and I will be sharing those things with you. You're going to be so excited. But the most part, we're like, the month of February is that love month. You should make every day your love month, because you will be at peace. You will be at peace, as we mentioned before. You know, God gives his hardest battles to his strongest soldiers. And I didn't believe that at first. I was like, really? Is this why I'm fighting this battle? But then he also tells us to exalt those battles, exalt those things in him. So it's not necessarily that he's giving us anything. He wants you to know that, hey, I'm giving you this for a reason. You know, because I know you can handle it. I've been prepping you for this battle. So do what I chose for you to do, you know. I love the song by Tasha Cobb. This is how I fight my battles. But I do. I want you to look in the book of 2 Timothy is what I shared with a lot of friends today. You know, I'm just like, still I rise. Even though this is a different battle, I am going to rise. That's not what Second Timothy, but what is there? Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not to fear, but the power and love is what he gave us. Power and love. That's, isn't that amazing? That's what I said, the Bible, that basic information before leaving earth is what is my go-to. I'm thinking there's something in here. There's something in here that he said about this. There's something he said about love. And in 2 Timothy, I love it. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love. Power and love and self-control. Power and love and self-control. Power and love and self-control. Sometimes I remember when I used to get frustrated and irritated by things. And I actually talked to a friend earlier this month. I gave him the word agitate. I said, I'd love to agitate you. And I think about a story I heard years ago where another friend of mine was saying her husband saw this bird with a broken wing on their patio. And he wasn't trying to hurt the bird, but the bird thought he was trying to hurt him. So the bird was walking. He couldn't fly. His wing was agitated. There was something going on with his wing where one wing would flap, but the other would. So the husband continued to walk out the door, and the bird was just walking as slow as possible, trying to get that other wing to flap, trying to get that other wing to move. He moved and moved and moved, and the other wing would not move as rapidly as the wing that was okay. And finally, after that bird was agitated, the closer her husband got to him, the bird flew. So he flew into happiness. He got away. To me, that's like, that is agitation. So that's what we have to do. When we are like in a pit, or as a girlfriend would say, I'm in a rabbit hole, you just fight your way out of it. You know, you fight your way into happiness. And that's what I love you is all about. Telling a person, I love you no matter what you do to me, what you say to me. I know that Christ died for my sins. I know that he shed a lot of blood for me. Even Christ got upset, you know. I was going to talk to you about Shaquita. Shaquita was that other side of me. People used to call me boss when they come into my atmosphere. I had so many different projects going on and didn't have any help. And it was like I had to get so many things done a day, but people were coming to me and still want to add more to my already overflowing plate. And I'm like, wait a minute, what are you guys doing? It's just me here. You know, I can't get my feet and my hands and everything coordinated to get all these things accomplished. So Shaquita would come out. They were like, all right, boss, who do we have here today? Betty or Shaquita Speaks. That's what boss stands for. And I didn't get that patent. But I realized that for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. That's where that self-control. Like self-control, control yourself. There's no Shaquita here. You got this. You got this. Don't be fearful that you can't accomplish something. Do what you can, prioritize your task, and get things done accordingly. And voila, so it happened, to the point where people are like, how are you accomplishing all these things? And you know, I started back once again. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're probably thinking you don't even know me. But if people can hate for no reasons, guess what? I can love. I can love for no reason. If you can hate for no reason, I can love for no reason and be happy at it. Be at peace with it. Because now that I know what I know about the world, and how tribulations come and go, I have choices to make when I encounter those tribulations. I told you once before, I'm a warrior. You know, I know I'm a warrior because he's given me some tough battles. And I'm thinking, I gave this to you because I knew you could handle it. I gave this to you because you are one of my toughest soldiers. And Deuteronomy chapter 14 talks about that too. You're one of my chosen ones. That's why I gave this to you. He doesn't give battles to those that are fit, for those that are lacking in faith. He gives it to those that know how to love from their heart, no matter what one does to them. Sometimes we have to be at peace with even dying. You know, isn't that amazing? We just have to be at peace with it. I remember when my father was passing, I'm like, no, Dad, no, I'm not ready for you to go yet. There's still so much we have to do. And then he said, baby, we all have to die. And he said it so peacefully. And I'm thinking, he's at peace with this. And then as I began to conquer things in life, guess what? I am at peace with it. Because oftentimes people hate you so badly to the point if they don't kill your spirit, they will kill your physical being. So you just have to earn your peace each day you conquer your life journey. Each day you go about your life journey, be at peace with those things. So I just want to talk to you today about learning to love and forgive and to do like Jesus did on the cross when he stretched his arms out. You know, he had no choice because that's the way the nails were placed in his hands. But he said, Father, forgive them. And that's what we have to do. Say, Father, forgive them. We have to say it daily and daily and daily. You know, I was listening to, that's a different story. I'll talk about that later because that goes with something else. But I am today just wanting you to know that you can love unconditionally because so many others do. And I tell you, I had the opportunity to read about Mother Teresa and just embrace myself with her spirit. And she's been gone for quite a while now, but the person that she was and how she loved and went in and helped, what a servant's heart she had. And being a servant leader, I served for my country, retired honorably from my country. And I know that in my heart is service for others as well. And to even serve those that want to hate on me. A lot of people are blessed by serving and loving on those that hated them. Dr. Martin Luther King was a phenomenal example of loving unconditionally, and he was killed on my birthday, April 4th. So I just want you to know that you've been listening to just nothing but stone cold truth here today about how to love one another unconditionally, how to love others, even when they hate you, you know, because people don't even know why they hate. It could be a trend of hatred, and they don't understand it themselves until they're educated on the reason they're hating someone. But guess what? You can love someone just the same. Remember that strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing the imprints they generate throughout their life journey. And I want you to also know that I am all about civility imprint, being civil, being kind, being a part of the golden rules. And you have to remember that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. So again, thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles every Tuesday. I look forward to hearing from you all. You can also reach me at bettyspeaks.com. And I want you to connect with me. Let me know some of the topics that you want to talk about. Today's hot topic is Roe versus Wade. Oh my goodness. There's so much going on with that topic. And the month that we're currently in is June. This is another top topic is the memory of Saudi Arabia, the terrorist attack on Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia. Yes, yours truly was amongst that terrorist attack. But it's just so much going on as we go into our summer months. So have an amazing night, day, morning, wherever you are. And again, I so appreciate you tuning in every Wednesday to Overcoming Battles by yours truly. leave me a message on bettyspeaks.com. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.